Mobile County remains Alabama's top hotspot for the coronavirus. Local health officials are studying clusters of new cases, especially among people known as the 615ers. Those are individuals who spent more than 15 minutes less than 6 feet from an infected COVID patient. While this effort goes on, there's also a campaign to help first responders. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Mike Dumas focuses on one that's trying to help one stitch at a time.
My little brother and I would actually sit underneath it and press the pedal and say that this was our rocket ship to Mars. And we just pressed the pedal and we were on our way to Mars.
Catherine Drake has been sewing since she was 7 years old. Although her grandmother's sewing machine has been replaced with a newer one, the Mobilian is still transfixed by the skill that's been passed down through her family for at least a century.
Well, because when you listen to the news, so much is out of our control. We don't exactly know what is truthful, what is not. It almost seems impossible. But at least if you're sewing projects such as masks or isolation gowns for a nursing home, you feel like you're doing something.
Catherine is making cloth masks and isolation gowns for the Little Sisters of the Poor. That's a Catholic charity that helps Mobile's impoverished elderly. She's just one volunteer working to provide personal protective equipment, also known as PPEs. One of the leaders of this countywide effort is a group called the Crew of Kindness. That's crew with a K. You normally hear about Mobile area crews during Mardi Gras. This group is throwing surgical masks instead of doubloons. Jenny Zimlick and her daughter Delaney are among the crew's founders, and for several years have been making pillowcases for the patients at USA Children's and Women's Hospital.
They're there for us. They're supportive. They're supportive of our staff and our families year-round.
Kimberly Thompson-Yates is a program coordinator at the hospital. She put out the call for the crew to help with the need for PPEs, and they did.
And that's why you have these connections, like a Jenny Zimlick, you know, to call her. She's supportive year-round. And I think it's as ugly as this situation and this time period has been, some very beautiful things have come out of it. And it will restore your faith in humanity.
Jenny and the Crew of Kindness recently turned their needles and thread from making pillowcases to sewing colorful cloth masks to help the hospital staff preserve their medical grade PPEs.
Here are these people who have helped us, you know, in our medical situation. How can we help them in their time of need? And this was a way of using your skill to help them. I mean, I don't know how to be a neurosurgeon, but I do know how to sew. So it can, you know, hopefully help.
Jenny's daughter Delaney was born with spina bifida and treated at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It was that experience that prompted Jenny and several other parents to found the Crew of Kindness to support community needs. To date, the crew and some neighbors and friends in South Mobile County have made and donated more than 500 masks.
You know, it's kind of neat. It's almost like full circle, you know, kind of coming back to that feeling of, you know, what can we do with our skills that we've learned to help others? And I think, you know, if you don't use those skills, you know, it's sad, you know, if you have it and you don't use it.
Grandma was able to, and I think about what her life might have been during the 1918 pandemic.
We met Catherine Drake earlier. Sewing surgical masks and gowns during the COVID pandemic reminds her of family history.
She was not overloaded with 24/7 news coverage coming at her.
Her grandmother sewed stars on American flags in Pennsylvania. She also survived the Spanish flu pandemic in 1918.
She was baking bread for her family. She was making her own soap. She was sewing clothes. She was probably had a little garden, if I know better. She was doing what she had to do.
Jenny Zimlick says there's therapeutic value in sewing as well, especially during a crisis that's causing rampant anxiety in households and workplaces nationwide.
So, I mean, sewing's always been an important part of my life. Just, it grounds me, if that makes any sense. And even when I'm not doing it as like a hobby job or hobby, you know, outlet is just, I don't know, it just, it's something that I can focus on, and it takes away all the clutter. You know, I'm able just to focus on one thing.
You feel like you're doing something.
Again, Catherine Drake.
Not to mention it is a channel for your nervous energy, because no matter how calm you try to tell yourself that it's not getting to you, it is. So the nervous energy, if I wasn't doing the sewing, I might be in the kitchen baking a cake and or eating something I don't need to be eating. So it is more of a positive way to channel energy.
Years ago, when she worked at Providence Hospital in West Mobile, Catherine said she heard of something known as the helper's high, a feeling of joy and happiness that accompanies good deeds. She and Jenny Zimlich certainly feel it each time they make masks and isolation gowns to protect first responders and others in the fight against COVID-19. Mike Dumas, APR News in Mobile.